Welcome to church. Welcome to Big Day In. It is awesome that we can be here together. And it is great that we can see each other, we get to do church together, and I'm looking forward to our day spent in God's Word, but also enjoying fellowship and food and having some laughs together, singing God's praises. So welcome. We're really glad that you're here. You know what? The great thing about being a church that belongs to Jesus Christ, the awesome thing about being people who belong to our Lord Jesus is we always have a certainty. We always have a sense that we are going somewhere. That together, God has a plan for us and is at work in us always. Now, we've been talking lately about how right now we're better together. Better together has been the phrase that's right now is what we need to do as a church as we move to three new strong congregations. Better together. And it's because the Bible, when it gives us a glimpse of our glorious future in Revelation chapter 7, we're told John sees, and let me read to you, Revelation 7 verse 9, "After this I looked, and there before me was a great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, every tribe, every people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb. They were wearing white robes, were holding palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" And what this means is when we say better together, we're actually expressing something of our eternal destiny, of the future that God has in store for us. Together, we will be one great multitude of people singing God's praises for eternity. People of every different culture and nation and language and background, all united around the throne, all united in praise of God, all united because we have been saved by Jesus. That's our future. That is where we're heading, gathered together as one in Christ and filled with joy and life for eternity. And so the Bible promises this future certainty. And in fact says it's so certain that we already right now share in that spiritual reality. As Christians, the Bible says, we are gathered now around God and His throne because we are united with Christ. Through His death and resurrection, we are spiritually gathered by God. We belong to Him. We're united with one another. We have come to God and His throne, Hebrews tells us. We have been gathered by the blood of Jesus. So we express this spiritual heavenly reality that's pointing to our future eternal reality. We express that every time we meet together for church. And that's why we meet together, to express what is a deeper, more spiritual reality. But you see, while that vision is true and glorious, that is our future guaranteed by the blood of Jesus. While we wait for Christ's return, there are still times when as Christians we need to send brothers and sisters. We need to plant new churches. We need to be separate as God's people. And we do those things. We separate and we start new churches. We send people overseas. We send people to new ministries around the country and the world. We do those things. Why? Well, because we want to reach new people. We want to make new disciples. We want to glorify God. We do those things in order that we'll be gathered on the last day, united with all nations. But we do that knowing that this is our future. There is a time to send and to be separated. But when we do those things in pursuit of our mission given to us by Jesus, our overriding principle, the gravity that keeps drawing us together, is it's always better together. Because that's our future in Christ. And so in terms of the changes that we're going to be making come December 3, we'll be talking a little bit more about those today, but I love the way that in a sense we're expressing better together every time we get here for Big Day In. We think some of the advantages of being together in these three congregations, just very briefly, are things like strength in numbers. Maybe you've had that feeling that across our five congregations we just felt stretched thin. We just felt like we'd spread out, and across five congregations, we think three congregations stronger together. Secondly, more diversity, a range of ages and backgrounds and walks of life in our gatherings is going to be a great new feature of our new congregations. And because of that diversity, there's going to be more unity. So united in purpose is our third advantage of being better together. The Bible keeps saying that what unites us is not that we're all exactly the same, that actually we're all different, united as the body of Christ, united in His truth. So more diversity in Christ will, I think, help us to express more unity. And we're looking forward to the church all being on the same page, all pulling together for our common purpose. Because there's going to be more opportunity together for sharing and serving with resources and skills and gifts and ministries. And we're looking forward to that. We're better together. And fifthly, one of the things the staff in particular are looking forward to is the idea of team pastoring, where the staff are present at each of the congregations, the staff are united across the parish, and rather than staff team feeling like we're kind of spread thin across our own individual congregations, a sense that we're all together across our church. And so those are the kind of things that we're confident will be real and felt deeply across our three new congregations. So even as 9 and 10:45, our morning churches, they're going to have great kids programs. We're going to be aiming for families to be welcomed and included. But God willing, those congregations will be bigger and more diverse and more united and more servant-hearted and more connected to the leadership and the vision of our church as a result of being together. And 6 p.m. night church, great place for youth and young adults and all ages to grow and to flourish. But our plan is, under God, for night church to not only be bigger, but also to be more diverse and so more united around God's word, because there's more sharing and more connection. And you know what? Change is coming and God is in control. And in His good timing, He has brought us all to this situation and He's brought us to this time. And we know He loves us. And so knowing that we're better together, knowing that no matter what happens, we will be there on that day united as one around Christ on His throne, means we'll be able to express this gospel truth in brand new ways come December 3. And I'm really looking forward to it. So we're going to hear a bit more about that during the day, but we're glad that you can be here already expressing this truth, and we're looking forward to the changes to come. And now I think I'm handed over to JJ.
No. What he's talking about. My name's Dodgy Darren, and Dodgy Deals is my game. I came up with that one myself. Now, thank you for that, big fella. But now it's time for the main act. Main act, because what I hear